All right, this is CNN Baking News, where we're baking cakes all day long and all night long that you can just shove down your gullet. Today we got a real special treat for you. We're going to be making a simple chocolate birthday cake with whipped cream, chocolate buttercream. Now this sensual treat is going to take you about 25 minutes to prep, a total time of 1 hour, but if we're lucky, we're going to make it even faster. How's that sound? Is it cake with two layers? Because making love always takes two, doesn't it? Sometimes you can do it by yourself, but this buttercream is going to take two. Unless you're a greedy little fucker. In which case, you can eat it all yourself. What you're going to need to make this chocolate buttercream cake: 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. That's 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. But maybe take two, because, you know that extract's good. You want one for the cake and one for yourself. You deserve it. Pour a little of that extract into your metallic spoon and put it in your mouth. You love it, don't you? You've had a hard week. You deserve it. Next, you're going to need 1/2 cup of canola oil, 1/4 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 3/4 cup of buttermilk, 2 eggs at room temperature, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda, blah, blah, blah. You just want to get to that buttercream, don't you? You got a sweet tooth, and what are we going to do about that? You're going to need to preheat that oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You're going to find the greasiest substance you got in your pantry, and you're going to grease 2 8-inch round cake pans. You can tell what's coming, can't you? We're already getting hot and sweaty. You're going to line it with parchment paper, then you're going to butter spray with cooking spray. Then you're going to find yourself a medium-sized bowl. You're going to combine the flour, sugar, unsweetened cocoa powder, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. You're going to set that aside. Then, in the bowl of a stand mixer, or you can use a handheld mixer, I don't give a fuck, you're going to beat together the eggs, buttermilk, Greek yogurt, canola oil, and vanilla until that shit is smooth. It's getting a little hot in here. Can we turn up the AC? Oh my god, I'm sweating. If you're just joining us, this is CNN Baking News, where we're baking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today we're making a simple chocolate birthday cake with whipped chocolate buttercream. Let's see, where were we? Oh, that's right, we were slowly adding the dry ingredients to the wet ingredients with the mixer. That sounds like a nice Saturday night. We're going to mix those on low until there are no clumps of flour. You're going to add the hot coffee and mix until combined. Your batter should be pourable, but not super thin. You want a little heft in your mixture. Stir in your chocolate chips. Maybe eat a couple. You want some of those chips, don't you? Put them in your mouth. They taste so good. Pour the batter among the 2 cake pans and bake 20 to 25 minutes until the tops are just set and no longer wiggly in the center. Remove and let that cool for 5 minutes. Then run a knife around the edges of the pan. Grab 2 large flat plates. Line them with wax or parchment paper and invert the cakes onto the paper-lined plates. Cover and let the cakes cool completely before frosting. This is CNN Baking News, where we are baking you a scrumptious treat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. you're hot for sugar constantly, and so are we. So we're giving you your bacon news all day long and all night long. You want that candy, we got that candy. You want that cream, baby, we got it.